وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم خيرا. For coming out, folks, we are going to inshallah do our tutorial with two main objectives for today, inshallah. Objective number one is to review the families. Families, if you remember, we did this a while ago. We did this in the very beginning of Steps to Arabic Part 1. However, they are very important, and for us to not forget about them is important as well, along with the fact that a lot of the content from the families is coming up next week and the week after, in the sense of the patterns for the present tense and the command tense. So it's critical that we get a chance to review things a little bit before we proceed with those new concepts. Along with every single time we have the family that we review, we will be conjugating from that family. So let me put this side by side here, inshallah. And let's start with first thing is review of the families. All right. Gray boxes on the screen. Oh boy. Stop the share. And I will restart the share, inshallah. How is it now? All right, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. Okay. What we had done is that we had discussed families a while ago. We had spoken about them, and we had said that you take these three root letters, Sin, Lam, Mim, and you have these different words that you can make from them, right? These different words share the same root. Sin, Lam, Mim is there in all of them, and also they share the same meaning. They share the same meaning as well, which is the meaning of being safe. That's what the idea of a word family is. Now, this is one family, two families, three, like, you know, they're different families. But then each family has members. And again, the members also share root letters. And they also share the meaning, right? And even closely between families, like inter-family meanings can sometimes be a stretch, but within the same family that we think is very closely related. He went, he is going, right? Or he sat, he sits, you sit, etc. Right? It's the same word, just the different tense is changing. So that's what the members are. And the members for us are these six: the past tense, present tense, command tense, the masdar, the actor, the active part. Now, we have looked at extensively at all of these before, right? But let's take a look at this again. The present tense is a fi'l. I'm sorry. Past tense is a fi'l in the past, i.e. an action that took place in the past. The actor for this is he. All right, that's how we had framed it. We're always going to use the actor he. Now, we are going to put the actor as he for the family, but then we are going to conjugate it, right? So you can kind of think of it, the family goes like this, you know, it's more like a horizontal thing, and then the conjugation goes like this, it's more like a vertical thing. Huh? You can, if you want to visualize it, you can visualize it that way. Present tense is a fi'il in the present or future, i.e. an action that took place in the present or will take place in the future. The actor for it is he. And again, once we get to present tense, you know, we write the family out in this horizontal line, but then the present tense conjugation will be vertically as well. This will make sense, I think, in a minute as soon as we start doing this. A man tends fail, likewise, is requesting or demanding the action in the present or future. The actor for it is you. Okay? And we will again see how that looks like later on. Namasta is the idea of the fail. However, it is an ism. It's like the fail in ism format. We've seen plenty of examples of master last in our study last year, or yeah, last year. and the master is something that is just, there's a pattern to it for certain families. Most families, for family one, there is no pattern to it. And that's just something you have to look up in the dictionary. But it's a word that conveys the idea of the fa'il. The actor is an ism, that is a person or entity performing the action. This is now something that we start to see in our jumla fa'iliyah as well, how you have an actor who's doing the action inside the sentence, and how it affects the status of that particular ism. And acted upon is an ism, that is the person, entity, object receiving the action. Okay, just a quick recap of this. And then if you might recall how we had done this, is that for family two, we had said that you have sallama, huh? That is the past tense. Here we look at R1 fatha, R2 has shadda fatha, and R3 right now has a fatha with the asterisk. Okay, now, if I was going to do this, here's what we'll do, okay? We are going to, because we love tables, right? Let's do six. Okay. Past, present, and actor acted upon. All right, well, you look at that. I'm going to do one thing here, if you don't mind. Distribute the columns. Auto-fit the window. And make it all nice and centered. Yay. Okay, so if I was to look at this one, if I just take Sallama right now, family two, okay? I will put what in the past tense? Look what goes in the past tense here. If I'm, there we go. Sallama, right? Sallama, right? Great. What goes in my present tense? Very nice. You sal li mu. I have changed the font, and in this font, as you can maybe notice, the kasra is now under the shadda, huh? Is that okay? No problem, inshallah. All right, very good. All right, it's the command. Command is Salim. Excellent. The master will add the L. Taslim. The actor. Al. Oh. What happened to that meme? Al-Musallim. All right, hold on. Okay, that is okay as well. Font's not that pretty, but what can you do, right? Let's try another one. I used to have this. Oh, look at that Urdu typesetting. Wow. Oh, boy. That's fancy. Sindhavai Arabic is what I should use, Subhanj. Okay, what if I think we will go to simplified Arabic. I kind of want to see something else. Andalus or Norway? Lahabi, oh boy, that is. How about this one? Huh? People, what do you think? Font looks okay? Meme is not visible. Font's not okay. Oh man. I had my teacher Sheikh Muhammad Hilmi. We had this discussion once too, and he's like, "No, we're gonna use only simplified Arabic font." I was like, "No, Sheikh, come on." And then finally, I had to agree because he's the Sheikh. And he was like, "Look, it's because it's so much clearer. Like nothing is." Yeah, Quran is actually a really bad font, Sister Solange. It has like the letters mess up and the spacing is really bad in it. Yes, I know we used to use it before, but now, unfortunately, I had another font pack that I purchased from Microsoft, and there was a one really sick font in it, and I don't know what happened. Like I think I changed computers or something, and Microsoft refused to give me a copy of that purchase. I'm still upset at that. yeah, it's okay. We will take simplified Arabic. This is all right. Yes? Al-Musallam. Right? Thank you, Sister Solange, for helping out with this. I don't know what this connector J thing is, Sister Solange. Oh, that. All right. So you say you do that. All right. I'm learning from her how to type this, some of these like new tricks as we're going around. Alhamdulillah. Okay. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. Now, can we... Are we comfortable with this, the families? People? What do you think? Okay. Very well then. Now, I want us to try. All right. In the Quran, this is a really common, right? Kadhaba. Okay. So let us take the word kadhaba. Shall we? I'm going to put kadhaba here. As you can see, this is 176 times this comes. It's I guess top 10 or top 15 affair, right? Okay. Kadhaba. Can I have everybody try to make the rest of the family from this, please? You can send it to me privately if you want. That way, everybody gets to take some time to type. It's the shadda in the right place. Oh no, thank you for the good eyes there, sister Zahida. Oh, again, I messed up. There we go, right? R2 has a shadda. All right. The answer is yukadhibu. Yukadhibu. Ah, excellent. Thank you, Brother Bilal. Sister Nadia. I think maybe the rest of you are still typing. I'll wait a few moments. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Perfect. Brother Bilal also is perfect. Sister Nadia looks perfect as well. Sister, I can't pronounce your name. Adelina? Right? Okay. Yukadhibu, kadhib, takdhib. Oh, alhamdulillah. Al-mukadhib, al-mukadhib. Very nice. Kadhaba, yukadhibu, kadhib, takdhib, al-mukadhib. Al-Mukadhab. Thank you, Shazada. This only thing to notice is that the Shadda is on still the Dha, so you have two Zs. Al-Mukaz, two Zs there, right? Kadhib, Takdhib, Al-Mukadhib, Al-Mukadhab. Very nice. This is Shabib. Sakala Khairan. Barakallahu Fikum. Looks great, mashallah. Everybody is doing good. I'm reading and out your answers out loud, not because I want to put you on the spot, but just to encourage others and to let you know that I am indeed reading your answers as you send them. Okay, here I am. No problem, Sister Zaira. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bik. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, we have Kadhib, right? Kadhib, well done. That's the answer there. And then I have Takdhib. Takdhib, right? As you notice, I'm leaving the R3 blank right now. And then I have Al Mu. Hold on. Al Mukadhib. And then finally, I have Al Mukadhib. Make sense, inshallah? All right, walhamdulillah. Okay, now we're going to do a conjugation. Now, this is something that's interesting. We haven't done the conjugation for a family too yet, right? However, we will give it a shot today. Oh boy. Paste. Perfect. Jazakallah khair, Sister Salat. This might have to be a little bit, how many, maybe split cells into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I might have to just remove a few of these guys. Delete, no. Right. Mertz again. What do I do with this? Auto fit. Window. Artifact. Distribute. Columns. Oh no, don't do that. Centering a little bit, that's fine. Sure, just fixing this up here. Distribute columns. All right, folks, here we are. Okay. Now, when it comes to the conjugation, I will go find where the conjugation is, jumla fi'liya, the conjugation table, right there. Right, this is the conjugation table. we're going to start with kadhaba. All right. Start with kadhaba. And I want you to tell me from, I'll put kadhaba here. Kadhaba. Right? This means what? He denied, right? Or he, right? He rejected, he denied. You with the people? Great. Now what we're gonna do is we are going to do this from they both to they female, all right? They both to the female. Notice that when we were discussing the pattern for this, if I can just refresh your memory, you see R3 is the one that we care about. Everything else before that is irrelevant. All right. So R2, R1, irrelevant. What matters is R3 has a fatha, and then we add the alif after that, right? And so on and so forth. That's how we're gonna go about doing this. All right, people? Inshallah. Okay, please send the answer to me privately as a private message, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. I'll give you all a few moments to do this. I'll be right back, inshallah, don't worry. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Masha Allah. Sir, if you're not up to date, please try with me they and she. Just try to do they and she. All right? Don't leave, inshallah. Just if you can do they and she based on this pattern. All right? Attempt it, please. Don't you worry. Let's see what other people have said. Very good, Sister Nadia, Sister Adelida, very good. Sister Michelle, excellent. Perfect. Brother Dovir, very good. Sister Fazada, great job. Inshallah. Brother Bilal, good job, inshallah, well done. Sister Shereen, good job, I think that is correct. Yes, perfect. Sister Shabib has all the way to the very end. Ahsanti, well done. MashaAllah, good job. Very good. Sister Saya looks great. Kadhabu, kadhabat. Yeah. Kadhabat, huh? Kadhabat. Just do they and she, Sister Sarah. So if you're having trouble with all of it, do the ones that are in white. Okay? So here, what I would do is I would add. I don't know what I'm doing there. There. Gather. Oh, please, yes. Gather. Ba. I would take R3 fatha, and after R3 fatha, I'll add an alif. Gather. Ba. They both denied or rejected. Gather. Well done. Sister Sarah, that's the correct answer. Kadhabu. Yeah. Kadhabu. They denied, they rejected. You with me, people? Then, kadhabat. This is important. Kadhabat. Here, I have a R3 followed by a ta with the sukun. كذبت 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 I have R3 followed by ta, and finally now I have R3 with sukun. كذبنا. Okay, the contrast again between this and that. You see, here we were concerned about what goes on R1, R2, and R3 was just a star when we did the review of families. Now that we're doing the conjugation, what's before R3 is irrelevant. And what matters is what? R3, and then what comes after R3. You with me, people? Right? All right. This is good, right? Okay, let's proceed to finish the rest of this. Some of you have already done this. I'll give you a few moments to do that, inshallah. Here are the patterns for them. The rest of the conjugation, Sarah. And send that as a private message. And again, for those who are having trouble, just do the white boxes. All right? All right, mashallah, Sister Rochelle. Kadabta, kadabtuma, kadabtum, kadabti, kadabtuma, kadabtuma. Very nice, Brother Bilal, well done. Kadabta, kadabtuma, kadabtum, kadabti, kadabtuna, kadabtuka. Very nice. Mashallah. Kadabta, well done, Sister Syrah. Well done there. Kadabtum, very good. Sister Shireen, Ahsanti, well done. Very nice, mashallah. Brother Dober, right? I'm sorry, I forgot. Forgive me. All right, Brother Dober, well done. Jazakallah khair. Sister Fazana, Sister Adelina, excellent. Kadabtu, and then Sister Adelina, Kadabna, right? Well done, Sister Syrah. Alhamdulillah. This is getting, you're getting, I think, the hang of it now, alhamdulillah, right? Excellent, mashallah. Sister Zahida. Okay, let us take it up. What we'll do is, I will say, kadhab. Excellent. Kadhabtuma. Very good. Kadhabtum. Kadhabti. Kadhab. Tunna kadhab tu, and finally kadhab na. Right? Sounds good, people. Yes or no? All right, alhamdulillah, that's great. Let us go back and review. Let's add family one to this review, shall we? You've seen the conjugation of family one, of course. But let's add them to this review. Yep, family one, if you remember, we have to look up in the dictionary, right? We have to look up those words in the dictionary. So here I am with family one. I have root letters that are there. Okay. I have, once I look it up, I find alima. I find what is my tashkil on R2 for the past tense. What is my tashkil on R2 in the present tense? And those two determine my past and present entries. The command I can create, the masdar I have to find from the dictionary, and then the actor and acted upon I can create, inshallah. No problem, barakallahu fiki, may Allah make it easy, Sister Zahida. All right. So the example we were looking at was alima, right? Alima, I have to find out from the dictionary. The pattern for these was, if I was to refresh your memory, was this, right? The patterns were as follows. You would have to go look up R2, right? You have to go look up R2. In this case, for the masdar, it's entirely a lookup. And then the pattern for the actor and the acted upon words, pretty straightforward. So let me fill this in this table here, right? For alima, and then I'm going to give you a root letter, and you tell me what that looks like. Ready, people? Okay, I'm going to fill in with alima here. So I'm going to put alima, all right? Then R2 has a kasra, of course. Then what do I have? I have ya'lamu, correct? Ya'lamu. I know that because I've already looked it up. Okay, I've already looked it up in the book here, right here, if you remember. Right? Ya'lamu, right here. The fatha tells me that tashkil on R2 for present tense is a fatha. All right. Now, command. How do I make command? Command is chop, chop. So I chop, chop. And what do I get for the command? Perfect. I get i'lam. Right? I'lam. That's the command. The master, I had to look it up, and the master in this case was al-ilm. Yes? Then the actor is al-alim, predictable pattern, always going to be like this. And the acted upon al-ma'lum, also predictable pattern. Correct? Is that something that are we all okay with that, people? This is nothing too crazy, right? Okay. Here are the root letters. I'm just going to type them here. Please take a moment to figure out the past, the present, and the mustar. Okay? Here are three root letters. You can do that on Hansware, inshallah. Okay? Is it clear? Family one, yes. Family one. Past, insert, and then I'm going to say insert. Okay. Let's take a moment to do that. And of course, when you found it, you sent it to me as a private message. Yes? All right, mashallah. We have a couple of people who have found it, and now I will show you from Edgetal. Okay, here is what we're gonna do. Mashallah, jazakallah, well done. I will search for fa, ta, and ha, and here shows up the dictionary entry. Well done, Sister Michelle, as well. Excellent, ahsanti. Here we are. Here are the root letters, fataha. So what's on my R2? My R2 has a fatha, right? Fataha. Excellent. Ahsanto. Okay, now I gotta go back and look up what's on my R2 in the present tense. Yes? What is it in the present tense? It says an A. So what would it be? A fatha. It will end up being fataha yaf hu. Fataha yaftahu. You see how that works? R2. So ya with a fatha, R with a sukun for sure. R2, we look up. Yeah? R3 the dhamma, and we will leave that as is. Command. Let's make it together, shall we? Command. I have an alif. All right. What goes on the alif, we have to figure out. I have chop chop. Ta with the fatha, and then ha with the sukun. Chop the ya, chop the sukun of the ha. And I will put a kasra or a dhamma on it. I will put a kasra. Iftah, right? Iftah. Very good. Now tell me the masdar. The masdar is, as you see, in the brackets. That word right there. Fath. Excellent. Barakallahu fik. Al-fath. Then we can make the other two patterns. Many of you, Sister Shireen, Zakla Khair. Those who didn't send it right now because they were waiting for me. If you want to attempt it first or attempt it together, we can do that together. How's that? Al. Alfa. Right? Alfa. Excellent. And the acted upon is al maf tu. Correct? So far, so good, right? Yay. Al-Fatih, well, that's to Syrah. And al-Maftuh. Okay, now I'm going to take this and put Fataha here. Fataha, right? My fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Oh, okay, sure. Let's do that. Zakla khair bada Bilal. Let's put family. Right. Great suggestion, Zakla khair. What do I do? I do this, yes. Whole thing, yes, sir. Perfect. All right, we're back. This, of course, was family two, right? This is family two. This is family one, and this is family one, right? Inshallah, you won't get confused. Don't worry. But you, great point. We will put that information there just so that there is no scope of confusion. All right, fataha. All right, people, now we're going to conjugate. So when we conjugate, we go all the way down. Right here, right? All the way to our conjugation part. Let's try to conjugate again the first half, shall we? Inshallah. Please take a moment to do that. Send me your answers in the private chat box. MashaAllah, Brother Bilal, well done. Sister Saira looks good. We're doing Fataha, Sister Saira, Fataha. MashaAllah. Amazing. Sister Nadia, great job. Sister Shireen, Fatahu, no M, yeah. Sister Fazana, Fatahu, excellent. A good point, Sister Solange, thank you for that. Brother Bilal, Fataha, excellent, looks good. Sister Adlina, looks great. Fatahat is good, Sister Saira. I mean, yeah, very good. Sister Michelle, perfect. Shamim looks great, inshallah. Brother Dober looks great. Alhamdulillah, I think we're all getting this, yeah? It looks good from, you know, quickly parsing through this, huh? Fataha. Right? Fataha. And then, Fatahu. Fatahat. Fatahata. Fatahna. Fatahna. Make sense? No two T's. Fatahna. That's not, as you notice here, R2 doesn't have a shadda because it's family one. But for our conjugation purposes, we don't care what R2 has. We only care about what R3 has. Right? That's the beauty. We're trying to show you again how both things come together. All right. Now, here we are with the past tense. The rest of them. Okay, shall we do them one by one together? Is that okay? Okay, great. Let's try that. How would I say you? You opened. Fatah. You opened. Fatah. Ta. You can send it to me, like, not privately now. You can send it to the whole group, no problem. Okay. Both of you opened. Fatah Tuma, excellent. You all opened. Fatah Tum, Jamil. Very nice. Fantastic. You open female. Fatah. Oh, wrong letter. Fatah. D, you all female opened. Fatah. Tunna. Oh my God. Fatah. Tunna. I opened. Fatah. Two. And we open. Fatah. Na. Amazing. MashaAllah. How do you feel about this so far, people? Getting better. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Let's add family four to this mix, shall we? Right there. Okay, so here was our patterns for family four. Family four, as you notice, in the very beginning of it, there is a Hamza, right? You with me? That is the key pattern there. Alhamdulillah. All right. So here is my past tense. This would be for seen la meme. This would be aslama, right? Aslama. Correct? My present is what? Ya with a dhamma. R with sukun. R to kasra. And so on and so forth. Yuslimu. My command here is different. If I do chop chop, I can do that. Right, chop chop, but I have to add hamzatul qata. Hamzatul qata. Aslim. Al-Mastar. This one is easy. Al-Islam. And as you notice, the hamzatul qata is there. Since it has a kasra, it's sitting under the alif. Just a spelling rule. Okay? That's just a spelling rule. The actor, you take the present tense and replace the ya with a dhamma with meem with a dhamma. It becomes al-muslim. Right? Al-muslim. And in the acted upon, all you do is just change it from kasra on R2 to fatha. Al-muslim. Right? You can spot that, people. Alhamdulillah. That was okay for review. Okay, let's try. Anzala. Ready, people? Let's do it together, inshallah, just to save a little bit of time. Okay. Very nice. The present tense would be yunzilu, yunzilu. Excellent. Command tense. Anzil. Excellent. Master. Al-Inzal. Fantastic. Then Al-What? Al-Munzil. Right? Al-Munzil. And my acted upon al mun zal, right, brother Dover? You guys are with me, right? All right, mashallah, great job. Now I put here anzala. Anzala. Let's do this together one by one, shall we? They both sent down. Anzala. Again, now all I care about is R3 has a fatha, and then after that I add my alif. They sent down, or they sent down. Anzalu. Anzalu. Yeah, you can send this to the whole group, folks, by all means, now, because we're trying to just wrap up, inshallah. Yep. Anzalu. She sent down. R3 is a fatha, and ta with the sukun, anzalat. They both, feminine, sent down. za la ta. Again, I have lam R3 with the fatha followed by ta. Now I have R3 with sukoon. They female sat down. An zal na. An zal na. Great. You sat down. R3 still has sukoon. An zal ta. You both sat down. R3 still has sukoon. An zal anzal shirin tuma, right? Anzal tuma. Perfect. Well done. Then I have you all. An, oh my god. Anzal tum. Excellent. I have RT with sukoon and after that I add tum. And R3 with sukoon, anzal, you female sat down, anzal, the fantastic. You all female sat down. An R3 with sukoon. Tunna, very nice. Anzal tunna. And then I send down. Again, my R3 has a sukoon. Anzal tu. Anzal tu. Lastly, we send down. Anzal. Anzalna. Amazing. MashaAllah. Ahsantum. Ahsantum. Okay. Last thing we will do, inshallah, folks, if you're with me here, inshallah, we are going to read this together, shall we? I am going to do this, that whoever wants to unmute themselves, please do so, and then we'll read this all together, shall we? Yay, we have Sister Shireen with us. Thank you very much, Sister Shireen. Maybe some other people. All right, Brother Bilal is there. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to first go and read. So for Kadhaba, we're going to first read the family. You say after me, inshallah. Kadhaba.
Kadhaba.
You kadhibu.
You kadhibu.
Kadhib.
Kadhib.
التكذيب
التكذيب
المكذب
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 المكذب.
Now let's take كذب and now conjugate it. Ready? After me. كذب
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 كذبت
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 كذبنا
كذبنا
كذبت
كذبت
كذبتما
كذبتما
كذبتم
كذبتم
كذبتي
كذبتي
كذبتن
كذبتن
كذبت
كذبت
كذبنا very nice, mashallah. Let's go to Fataha, right? This is family one. Let us try to figure this out with family one a little bit here, if you don't mind. I have with family one, Fataha.
Fataha.
Yaftahu.
Yaftahu.
Iftah.
Iftah.
Al-Fath.
Al-Fath.
الفاتح
الفاتح
المفتوح
المفتوح.
Very nice. Now let's do the conjugation. فتح
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 فتحوا
فتحوا
فتحت
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 فتحنا
فتحنا
فتحت
فتحت
فتحتما
فتحتما
فتحتم
فتحتم
فتحتي
فتحتي
فتحتن
فتحتن
فتحت
فتحت
فتحنا
فتحنا.
Your throat's feeling it, right? All right, last one. Because ha comes from the throat. So if you have a sore throat, you're like, ah. All right. Anzala.
Anzala.
Yunzilu.
Yunzilu.
Anzil.
Anzil.
Al-inzal.
Al-inzal.
Al-munzil.
Al-munzil.
Al-munzal.
Al-munzal.
Now let's take this anzala and put it here. And let us try to read it. Ready? Anzala.
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 Anzalu.
Anzalu.
Anzalat.
Anzalat.
Anzalata.
Anzalata.
Anzalna.
Anzalna.
أنزلت
أنزلت
أنزلتما
أنزلتما
أنزلتم
أنزلتم
أنزلتي
أنزلتي
أنزلتن
أنزلتن
أنزلت
أنزلت
أنزلنا
أنزلنا
جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم. That was awesome. Thank you for participating. Inshallah ta'ala, with that, we will conclude our tutorial. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah ta'ala, we will see you all on Monday, where we will finish our study of Jumla Fi'liya. The tutorials, just as again, as an FYI for you, we are there was a little bit of a problem that some people have with the amount of time that they had to commit. So the decision that we made was that to shorten the tutorial a little bit, allowing more people to say, you know what, it's an hour, let me attempt to be there for it. And also the tutorial becomes now what we just did today. Just activities and drills, not like a lecture where I'm looking up stuff and explaining things. It's just practice, 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 right? So that gives it a very clear objective and a slightly shorter timeline, so where people, if they can come in to attend, they can attend. In some ways, I can even say that if you're able to watch the recording of the lecture, but then able to attend the tutorial live, I think that's still an excellent situation, because the tutorial live, even though it's 1 hour, gets you a lot of value when it comes to review and getting everything done. Alhamdulillah. So, barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, that will end. We went a little over time, but alhamdulillah, it was awesome. Thank you again, everybody, for participating. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As Sister Sulan is saying, also the projects are being graded, and they will be sent as soon as they're graded, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.